KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, we're going to join a ship that's at sea, the Joides Resolution. The educator on board and a science communicator are going to chat with us about what the ship is doing in the Atlantic Ocean right now as it's drilling the bottom of the sea. We'll learn how their research works out on a living research vessel in the middle of the ocean. Coming up on the Children's Hour. Learn some science with us. We're going to the bottom of the sea. The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization dedicated to giving kids opportunities to create radio. You can learn a lot more about us at childrenshour.org.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
What lies at the bottom of the ocean and twitches?
I don't know what!
A nervous wreck.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
At the bottom of the sea, where the mermaids murmur, you'll find me. At the bottom of the sea, where the crabs walk backwards, that's where I'll be. At the bottom of the sea, and I'm gonna swim, 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 swim to the bottom of the sea, where the dogfish will float and the catfish meow look. That's where I'll be. At the bottom of the sea, where the fish all glub glub. You don't need a bathtub to get yourself clean. And I'm gonna swim, 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 swim to the bottom of the sea. I'm gonna swim, 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 swim. I'll be an underwater cowboy riding on my seahorse, rounding up the sea cows, of course. At the bottom of the sea, there's a Spanish galleon and sunken treasure is all around. Me and my octopus play with our swordfish, and we play pirate games all day long. And I'm gonna swim, 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 swim to the bottom of the sea. I'm gonna swim, 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 swim. I'm gonna swim, 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 swim to the bottom of the sea. Swim, 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 swim to the bottom of the, not the top of the, but the bottom of the sea.
That's Ralph Covert, the title track from his Bottom of the Sea release. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I'm here with some great kids online. Who's with us today?
Hi, it's Xavier.
Hi,
it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Luminata.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi. It's Daniel.
It's Genevieve.
Hello, it's Cade.
Hi, it's Kodiak.
Hi, it's Joe.
Well, thanks you all so much for being here with us. I'm pretty excited about today's show. We're online because we're online with an actual ship in the ocean right now. It's called the Joides Resolution. You can see a picture of it at childrenshour.org. And we're going to be talking with folks at the Joides Resolution in just a minute. We're going to get a tour and learn all about it. So we're going to the bottom of the sea today on the Children's Hour. This is Claudia Robin Gunn.
We live in an amazing world 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 Did you know that there are scientists studying the Twilight Zone? It's about 200 to 1,000 meters down. Did you know they found three types of bioluminescent sharks? Kite fin and the black belly lantern and the southern lantern. And you know what that means? We got glow-in-the-dark sharks. Pores on the side of their bellies. That means they make blue light that shines deep down. They got great big eyes to see in the shadows. I wouldn't want to meet one on a dark night in the town. So if you ever catch me diving 1,000 meters down, I promise I'll take my shiny disco ball. Can have a party with the glow in the dark sharks, 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 cruising in the ocean in a luminous way, in a place where the sunlight cannot shine its rays. So they gotta make their own glow in the dark sharks, roam off the southern coast of Aotearoa. Fantastic illuminated ecosystem where humans don't go, only with a robot or a submarine. I wish I could see that dream. We got glow in the dark sharks, glow in the dark sharks, glow in the dark sharks, glow in the dark sharks. We can have a party with the glow in the dark sharks.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today is a very special show. We're actually going to be joining a ship in the middle of the ocean. Well, it's actually almost on the coast of Portugal. And it is a ship called the Joides Resolution. And with us from the ship is Amy Mayer and Sarai Sanchez. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you. Welcome aboard.
And before we actually interviewed them, Amy and Sarah wanted to show us all around their ship, including the map showing all the places it's been to do scientific research.
Each of those spots represents a place where this ship or the one that came before it have done scientific ocean drilling. So what do I mean by that? I mean, a ship goes out in the ocean with a group of scientists and there's a hole in the bottom of the ship. And they drop a drill pipe through that hole. It's really long, really heavy, takes many people, heavy cables, big machines, to put it through the ship, all the way through the water to the bottom of the seafloor. And then once the equipment is sitting on the seafloor, they push it down farther. And the point of all this is to bring those sediment cores back up to the ship, and then they get brought into the labs, and the scientists get to work studying Earth's history by looking at different aspects of the sediments.
Amy says researchers have been drilling into the ocean for around 50 years. This particular expedition started in Lisbon, Portugal.
We came out here about 100 miles off the coast, spent a couple weeks at this dot, and then we went to the second and the third one, and now we're at this last spot. So now we're quite close to the coast. And these four spots were chosen because the sediments that we can pull up from the ocean at these places don't just contain information about the ocean here, but those sediment records actually recorded they correlate. They match up very nicely with what we know about the climate of the past at the Arctic and the Antarctic.
This research area is called paleoclimatology. That's the study of past climates.
So years ago, a scientist from Great Britain, whose name was Nick Shackleton, drilled a short core here called a piston core. And when he looked at isotopes of the sediment record, he saw a pattern that looked familiar to him. And he went back and looked at data that other scientists had taken from ice cores that were drilled in Greenland and in Antarctica, and they matched. So it indicated that you could estimate the climate at the poles from sediment cores drilled here. One of the main objectives of this expedition is to create a high-resolution history of that climate here, which will also help scientists to understand better what the climate at the poles was like in those time periods. And in addition to recording ocean conditions, because we're so close to the continent, we also record a lot about what the climate was like on land. So this is a unique place in the world's oceans, and that's why the two co-chief scientists put together this expedition. It took them about 13 years to go from idea to actually being out here on the water with all of us. Okay, core on deck. That means it's time to go outside.
Before interviewing Amy and Sarah, we got to see some of the ship's machinery in action, like the drilling machinery used to extract samples from the bottom of the ocean.
The ship is about 144 meters long. It was built in the 1970s as an oil exploration vessel, and then in 1985 it was converted to be full-time for science use.
On this expedition, Amy told us there were 117 people on board. About half of them were scientists, and the other half worked the drills to collect the specimens. There's also a full-time catering staff. They make all the food.
Each expedition has its own scientific objectives, and although they all relate to bringing material up from underneath the bottom of the ocean, they can be really different. So this one, like we were explaining, is paleoclimate, but when we get off the ship, the next expedition that leaves from Spain is going to be just off the coast of Greece, and they're doing a hard rock expedition that's focused on volcanoes and other undersea geohazards. So it's really different.
Coming up, we've got so many questions for our guests today about what they've learned so far on the Joides Resolution. You're listening to the Children's Hour.
In somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for?
What more?
Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down, it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. In the sun they slave away, while we devoted full time to floating under the sea. Down here all the fish is happy, as off to the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, they sad cause they hit their bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky, they're in for a worse fate. One day when the boss gets hungry,
yes, you go beyond that blue.
Under the sea, nobody beats us, fry us and eat us if I can see. We are what land folks love to cook. Under the sea, we off the hook. We got no troubles, life is a bubbles. Under the sea, under the sea. Since life is sweet here, we got the beat here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they got the urge inside to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it. Under the sea. Well, the new play the flute, the cow play the harp. Plays play the bass and they sound they sharp. Bass play the brass and chub play the tub. Fluke is a duke of soul. The ray, he can play the lanes on the string. The trout's rocking out, the blackfish can sing. Spill film, the sprout, they know where it's at. Whoa, that blowfish blow!
Thank you.
Children's Hour Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, an educational nonprofit based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many cultural traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesars Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for the Children's Hour.
Salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. And in those waves there was a whale, a rare whale and a salty whale.
A whale and the waves.
And the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. And in those waves there was a turtle, a rare turtle and a salty turtle.
A turtle and the whale, and the whale and the whale.
And the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. And in those waves there was an otter, a rare otter and salty otter.
An otter on the turtle, and the turtle on the whale,
and the whale on the whale.
And the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. And in those waves there was a crab, a rare crab and a salty crab.
A crab on the otter,
and the otter on the turtle,
and the turtle on the whale,
and the whale on the whale.
And the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. And in those waves there was a flea, a rare flea and a salty flea.
A flea on the crab,
and the crab on the otter,
and the otter on the turtle,
and the turtle on the whale,
and the whale on the whale.
And the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. And in those waves there was an eel, a rare eel and salty eel.
An eel on the flea,
and the flea on the crab,
and the crab on the otter,
and the otter on the turtle,
and the turtle on the whale,
and the whale on the whale.
And the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. And in those waves there was a squid, a rare squid and a salty squid.
A squid on the eel,
and the eel on the flea,
and the flea on the crab,
and the crab on the otter,
and the otter on the turtle,
and the turtle on the whale,
and the whale on the whale,
and the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean, oh. O'er all the salty waves, the waves down in the ocean.
That's a clip from Seal Maiden, a Celtic musical by Karen Casey. And over the break, we had Ketsa. We heard John Legend from his Grammy-nominated My Favorite Dream and Bumwa brought us Ocean Prayer. The Suburban Legends had Under the Sea. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Our guests today are live on a ship in the ocean. They're just off the coast of Portugal on the Joides Resolution. Amy Mayer and Sarai Sanchez are scientific educator and communicator as well as a scientist. And we are learning about what they do on this ship, collecting core samples from the bottom of the ocean.
So what kind of research are you doing off the coast of Portugal?
Thank you. Good question. So specifically what I'm doing is that I am taking the little microfossils that are within the sediment and actually measuring the chemistry of them. So what the chemistry will tell me is actually the past temperature of the ocean. So I'm looking to reconstruct past ocean temperatures specifically from when Earth had ice ages. So when Earth ice ages melted, the ocean temperatures are very important to look at because they can tell us a lot about how fast the ice ages were melting, and we can always use that information for the future. So we've drilled at four different sites right now. The first site was about 4 kilometers or 400,000 meters in the ocean. At this current site, we're at about 1,300 meters in the ocean, so water-wise. And within the sediment, I believe the deepest we went into the ocean floor was 500 meters. The depth that we're going to currently is about 350 meters within the ocean floor. The oldest mud that we've gotten is about 15 million years old.
What are some of your most interesting discoveries from your core samples?
Yeah, so right now what we were expecting was to just find and drill that gray mud that you saw upstairs. But actually, in one of the first sites, we drilled deep enough and we found layers of sand, which, like I was saying earlier, we don't really expect sand layers in the deep ocean. But that might indicate that in the past there were very strong earthquakes that moved sand down to the bottom of the ocean, or some other tectonic event that brought sand to that location. So I think that was probably the most interesting thing that we found within the core.
What are some cool life forms you have found down there?
Ooh, some cool life forms. So some of the microfossils that we find are a little bit bigger, and they're called ostracods. And typically these fossils, just like a human skeleton, are very smooth. But actually one of the microfossils that we found earlier was hairy, which is very gross, but very interesting. It's just a specific type of species. So yeah, I think that was probably the most interesting. I had never seen one like that before.
A hairy microfossil.
A hairy microfossil, yeah. And I believe it actually wasn't hair follicles, but the microfossil had these tiny spikes that were thin enough to look like hairs.
I have a question about the core samples. When you dig down, one would expect as you dig underneath the ocean that everything would be just so wet, but it doesn't actually look that wet. I don't understand how the bottom of the ocean isn't wet.
Yeah, so there is water at the bottom of the ocean, just to clarify, but you're totally right. As sediment continues to build up and build up and build up, the weight of everything from the top pushes down on the bottom, and that means that sediment will begin to compact, and water that was within the sediment at once will start to come out or come back up. So that means that the sediment can then further compress as it's lower into the ocean floor. So you're totally right.
Is the bottom of the sea all around the world the same, or is it different?
That's a really good question, and that's actually one of the main questions that we're trying to answer with scientific drilling. So at least in the Atlantic, and where we currently are in the North Atlantic, we know that in the past, the ocean has not been the same. Sometimes it's dominant by Antarctic water, and sometimes it's dominant by water from the North Pole. So even over time, the ocean everywhere isn't the same. Good question. Yeah, that's correct. And that's specifically because when conditions align, North Atlantic deep water can, instead of sinking, can stay at the surface, which means that water from Antarctica will start to fill in the basin of the North Atlantic.
We're talking with scientist Sarai Sanchez. She's on the JOIDES resolution, and science educator Amy Mayer. They're with us right now from the ship that is engaged in research off the coast of Portugal. You're listening to the Children's Hour.
Oh, the sky is a cloudy ocean full of creatures that fly so free. But a poor seahorse would be way off course and would rather be in the sea. Oh, the desert is a sandy ocean full of creatures that play hide and seek. But a squid in the sand can't stay hidden, and it would rather be in the sea. Oh, the jungle is a woody ocean full of creatures that swing tree to tree. But a dolphin can't swim in the plants and would rather be in the sea. Oh, space is a boundless ocean full of creatures that we can't see. But an octopus in weightlessness would still rather be in the sea. Oh, the night is a silent ocean full of creatures that sleep. But a great white shark prefers a watery dark and would rather be in the sea. Oh, the sea is an oceany ocean full of creatures that live in the deep. And there's nowhere that they would hang their hats if it wasn't to be in the sea. It's got to be in the sea. They just want to be in the sea. It's got to be in the sea. Look and see what you can see in the sea.
Baby shark. Baby shark. Baby shark. Baby shark.
Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark. Mama shark.
Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark.
Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Grandma shark. Stand up.
Hungry sharks.
Move around.
Hungry sharks. Hungry sharks.
I see you.
Hungry sharks.
Tickle each other.
Shark attack. Shark attack. Shark attack. Shark attack. Gotcha.
Deep sea dance. Down on the ocean floor, deep in the sea, everybody's dancing. Ready? One, two, three. Barracuda boogies with the octopus and eel. Seahorse does a square dance with the salmon and the seal. Jiggle goes the jellyfish. Shimmy goes the snake. Lobster leans and limbos while the sea snail shakes. Everybody's dancing in the deep, deep dark. But run away, run away. Here comes the shark. Where did everybody go? He heard the music play. He must have missed the party. They must have gone away. Shark is all alone upon this underwater shelf. That's all right. Shark is happy, dancing by himself. Shark begins to shuffle. Shark begins to spin. He flutters with his flipper, and he wiggles with his fin. He doesn't look so scary. He wants to party too. So Barracuda joins him for a bouncy boogaloo. Jellyfish then joins in, so do octopus and eel. Snake returns to shimmy with the seahorse and the seal. Everybody's dancing from the salmon to the snail. But run away, run away. Here comes killer whale.
Ken Nesbitt from Poetry for Kids. It's a website. We use that with permission from the author. And before the poem, you heard Baby Shark, done by Beth and Scott. And way back when, Casper Baby Pants out of Seattle gave us Be in the Sea. In the background, it's Mr. Smith with Happy Dance. We're going under the sea today with our guests who are on a scientific research ship that's in the Atlantic Ocean, exploring the ocean floor. We have a lot more with our guests on board the Joides Resolution right after a sing-along with Dan Zanes right here on the Children's Hour. ¶¶
to the top. While the land lovers lie down below, below, below. While the land lovers lie down below.
Then up spoke the captain of our gallant ship. Well spoken man was he. I have me a wife in sailing town tonight. Tonight she a widow will be. Oh, the ocean waves may roll, and the stormy seas may in my pots than I do for the bottom of the sea. Oh, the ocean waves may roll, and the stormy seas may blow, while we poor sailors go skipping to the top. And a dirty little rat was he. There's nary a soul in Salem town tonight who cares a bit about me. Oh, the ocean waves may roll, and the stormy seas may blow. Oh, we poor sailors go skipping to around, spun our gallant ship. Three times around spun she. Three times around spun our gallant ship. Then she sank to the bottom of the sea.
Oh, the storm ocean waves may roll, and the storm.
That's Dan Zanes and Festival Five Folk from an album called Sea Music with the Mermaid. And you're hearing in the background from Little Wild Universe, Lunar Oceans, the instrumental by Claudia Robin Gunn out of New Zealand. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We've got our full playlist and pictures and a lot more information at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode at the bottom of the sea.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the New Mexico Children's Foundation. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.
I saw a ship.
a-sailing on the sea, and oh, it was laden with pretty things for thee. There were cookies in the cabin, and apples in the hold. The sails were made of silk, and the mast was made of gold. I saw a ship a-sailing on the sea, and oh, it was laden with pretty things for thee. Between the decks were 24 white mice with chains about their necks. I saw a ship a-sailing on the sea, and oh, it was laden with pretty things for thee. The captain was a duck with the packet on his back, and when the ship began to move, the captain said quack quack. I saw a ship a-sailing on the sea, and oh, it was laden with pretty things for thee.
This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and you just heard Mike Menard from When Mother Goose Laid an Egg. We're going under the ocean today with our guests Amy and Sarai from the ship called the Joides Resolution. It's a research vessel that is right now at sea in the Atlantic off the coast of Portugal. Joides takes core samples from the bottom of the ocean floor to better understand our planet. Many different researchers are on board doing different kinds of research. The kids' crew still have a lot more questions for our guests.
You mentioned earlier that some of the samples that you've gotten have gone back to at least 15 million years in date. Theoretically, how far back could you get samples from?
Theoretically, I believe you can go back pretty far. It really depends on the type of material that we get. So, for example, right now we're getting a lot of soft sediment, so we can go as far back as around like 20 million years or 30 million years. But if you are drilling down into hard rock is a lot older than soft sediment, so you can go back like 300 million years on hard rock. However, it's a lot harder to sample the climate from hard rock.
You talked about finding animal fossils at the bottom of the ocean. Have you ever found any plant fossils?
We don't have, I would say, very nice fossils of plants preserved, but what we do have is the lipids or the fats that are within leaf waxes. So some scientists actually use the leaf waxes and use chemistry to figure out past ocean temperature, similar to how I would use fossils.
And there are also studies and places where people study pollen that is something that's washed off the land, goes into the ocean, and then settles down to the bottom. So we don't have a pollen person on this expedition, but that is another marker that people use.
How expensive is your work, and like, how do you get the funding for this project?
Yeah, so from what I heard earlier, just to have this 2-month-long ocean expedition is about $10 million. So it takes about $10 million just to get the sediment that we have right now. And then in addition to that, once we have the samples, we have to run them through instruments, and we have to pay for our lab use. And that can be anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000. So it can get fairly expensive, but currently this is a National Science Foundation funded project. So the NSF pays for a lot of the funding. And then for me, in my personal research, I get a few grants from the National Science Foundation, but also from the Evolving Earth Foundation.
It's an international program, and so NSF is what funds the American component of it. There are also IODP organizations in Europe, China, Japan, India, and Australia, New Zealand. So the science funding agencies in those countries pay for what happens out of those countries, and in our science group, we have representatives from most of those places.
What's it like living on a ship?
That's a great question. So honestly, the first few weeks were a little bit hard because your life is entirely dependent on the ship. But over time, I got really comfortable with the ship. So we have a gym on board, we have a movie theater room, we have a little place to play games, a full cafeteria-like area. Currently behind me, the scientists have set up a ping pong table. So we find ways to make sure that we still feel like we're living a relatively normal life out at sea.
Yeah, and I'll just add that all the scientists work a 12-hour shift, and the ship is working all around the clock. So we don't have weekends. It's 12-hour shifts every day that we're out here, which is 61 days. And so although there are these other things we can do, we are mostly working and sleeping. And the scientists share cabins, two people to a cabin. And when you leave for your 12-hour shift, you don't go back during that 12 hours because that's when your roommate gets the room. So you don't actually ever see your roommate. And generally, the two people rooms share a bathroom with another two people room. So four people sharing a bathroom, generally. And we have a terrific catering crew. They make great food, and there's plenty of it. All of the water that we drink is desalinated from the ocean. There's a whole part of the ship down below where the engineers and the electricians and welders and mechanics all manage all of that stuff. There's also a crane, and there's a helideck on the back in case of a medical emergency. A helicopter could come and take somebody off the ship. And every Sunday, we have abandoned ship drills where we all have to put on our life jackets, hard hats, and safety glasses, and then we gather at our assigned lifeboats.
That's Amy Mayer and Sarai Sanchez. They're aboard the Joides Resolution. Thanks to Amy for collecting that audio for us. We've got photos and more posted for today's show. See what the Joides looks like, including those core samples and lots more. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, At the Bottom of the Sea.
There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a treasure in the chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a treasure in the chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole. There's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a fish on the treasure in the chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a fish on the treasure in the chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a guppy in the fish on the treasure in the chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a guppy in the fish on the treasure in the chest in the ship in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
Whales and fish that have fins and scales.
Oh, the ocean is very deep. Treasures inside it will keep. Oh, the ocean is full of wonder. Mysteries to see down under.
Ah, ah. I like to stand on the sand. The big ocean expand. The waves carry me softly, but sometimes I swim and they toss me.
Oh, the ocean is very deep. Treasures inside it will keep. Oh, the ocean is full of wonder. Mysteries to see down under. Let's take care of our ocean.
Let's do it ourselves.
There's so many ways you can help.
We should care for the sea life, it matters. Leave it clean when you use the beach. With our behavior, we're able to teach. Oh, the ocean is very deep. Treasures inside it will keep. Oh, the ocean is full of wonder. Mysteries to see down under. Oh, the ocean is very deep. Treasures inside it will keep. Oh, the ocean is full of wonder.
Come up me haika, me haika. I know the fire down there. Go down Kolochi, Kolochi, Kolochi. Come up me haika. I know the fire down there. In goes the doctor. In goes the nurse. In goes the lady with the alligator purse. Out comes the doctor. Out comes the nurse. Out comes that lady with the alligator purse. So go down Kolochi, Kolochi, Kolochi. Come up me haika, me haika. I know the fire down there. Go down Kolochi, Kolochi, Kolochi. Come up me haika, me haika. I know the fire down there. Pam para para, pam 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 para para para. Yeah yeah. Pam para para pam. Pam para para, pam 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 para para para. Yeah yeah. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. I feel I went to see, 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 see what he can see, 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 all that he can see, see, see. What's the bottom of the deep blue? See, see, see. I feel I went to see, 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 see what he can see, 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 all that he can see, see, see. What's the bottom of the deep blue? See, see, see. So go down Kolochi, Kolochi, Kolochi. Come up me haika, me haika. And all the fire down there. Go down Kolochi, Kolochi, Kolochi. Come up me haika, me haika. And all the fire down there. In goes the doctor. In goes the nurse. In goes the lady with the alligator purse. Out comes the doctor. Out comes the nurse. Out comes that lady with the alligator purse. So go down Kolochi, Kolochi, Kolochi. Come up me haika, me haika. And all the fire down there. Go down Kolochi, Kolochi, Kolochi. Come up me haika, me haika. And all the fire down there. Pa pa da ba da, pa 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 da, pa da ba da. Yeah yeah. Pa pa da pa da pa pa. Pa da ba da, pa 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 da, pa da ba da. Yeah yeah. Pa pa da pa da da. Why? Go down, go down, go down, go down. Come up, come up, come up, come up. And out the fire down there. Go down, go down, go down, go down.
That was Ashiba from In the Kids Zone. Floor Bromley and Lori Berkner before that from Floor Bromley's Pachamama CD. David Landau before that, Music for Kids with a hole in the bottom of the sea. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We've been thinking about the bottom of the sea today with our friends from the Joides Resolution. Connect with us. We'd love to hear from you. Visit childrenshour.org and leave us a voicemail or send us a note. Or just listen to hundreds of our podcasts. Go to childrenshour.org. We're going to go out with one more. This is Recess Monkey, right here on the Children's Hour. We'll catch you next time.
And now in the shallow water out east where the seagrass grows, there's tons of little people like me right beneath your toes. We work the rolling coral reefs and patrol the mangroves too. And there's a workforce like no other that makes things easy to do.
It's good to be in the saddle again, swimming around with my favorite friend. From shore to shore, the fun never ends when riding the seahorse. Woo-hoo.
Giddy up.
Woo-hoo. Listen up now. Don't you give me no fishing looks when I'm opining about my horse. It's not your typical equestrian, I get all that, of course. But there's shrimp to lasso and beds to plan and loads of jobs to do. And this horse can outrun any speedboat on the ocean blue. It's good to be in the saddle again, swimming around with my favorite friend. From shore to shore, the fun never ends when I'm riding with a seahorse. Woo-hoo!
Giddy up.
Woo-hoo! Oh, take a jack! Yeah, you gotta walk. First, you gotta walk. You gotta walk. Walk before you trot. Yeah, you gotta trot. Oh, you don't trot. That's how you trot. You canter, you canter, 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 canter. A little faster, canter, canter. Then you gallop, gallop, gallop. Oh, pack's quite a wallop when you gallop.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Many thanks to our guests, Amy Mayer and Sarah E. Sanchez from the Joides Resolution, and thanks to the Joides Resolution for allowing us to record while they're at sea. Christina Stella helped with our production.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour, or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Gans Fieber!